From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for May 14th, 2026. Lake Mead contains a dangerous amoeba, according to results of a study published recently by the American Chemical Society. If taken in through the nasal cavity, the organism Naegleria fowleri can lead to brain inflammation and even death. Between 2016 and 2024, researchers from multiple agencies collected and analyzed samples at sites including Lake Mead and four other national parks and recreation areas. Lake Mead, Yellowstone National Park, and Grand Teton National Park tested positive for the amoeba. Hot springs feeding into Lake Mead from upstream may be the source of the organism, since it thrives in warm waters. Nevada reported one death from the inflammation at Ash Springs and one at Lake Mead during the period studied. Researchers are encouraging public officials to enhance monitoring, public awareness, and risk management in warm water recreation areas. Transportation officials are expecting this weekend's Electric Daisy Carnival to draw more than 500,000 visitors to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That's why the Nevada Department of Transportation is implementing intermittent traffic restrictions and patterns around Interstate 15 starting Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Drivers should expect altered traffic patterns on I-15 northbound near exits 52, 54, and 58 for Apex. Traffic impacts will also be felt on Las Vegas Boulevard between Nellis Boulevard and Apex, and on Craig Road between Nellis and Las Vegas Boulevard. The heaviest delays are expected between 2 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. NDOT recommends drivers plan their routes and allow extra travel time because of the influx of visitors. Almost 21,000 Nevadans are actively contributing to Nevada Employee Savings Trust accounts, with about $12.5 million saved by the end of April. That's according to the Nevada State Treasurer's Office, which launched the program last summer. It's meant to give private sector workers a way to save for retirement when their job doesn't offer a 401k. The accounts stay with workers even if they change jobs or careers. KVVU-TV reports that people ages 18 to 35 make up about half of all funded accounts. Around 90,000 people are now registered for NEST, and most of them are not contributing yet. Projections show contributors could top 25,000 by July 1st and 40,000 by next summer. Allegiant Air said Wednesday, May 13th, it has completed its purchase of Sun Country Airlines, finalizing a deal that combines two low-cost carriers at a turbulent time for the budget airline industry following the recent shutdown of rival Spirit Airlines. Las Vegas-based Allegiant said the transaction closed after receiving required regulatory and shareholder approvals. When the deal was first announced in January, Allegiant said it was valued at about $1.5 billion, including debt. Today marks a defining moment in Allegiant's history as we officially join forces with Sun Country, Allegiant CEO Gregory Anderson said in a statement, adding that the combined airline is positioned to offer broader access to affordable travel. The deal comes as both airlines and travelers are grappling with a sharp increase in jet fuel costs driven by the war in the Middle East, a jump that is already showing up in higher fares and fees across the industry. That increase is hitting low-cost airlines especially hard because they have less room to absorb rising costs. May is both Mental Health Awareness Month and college finals season, as the spring semester comes to an end. More than 60% of higher education students in the U.S. meet diagnostic criteria for at least one mental health condition, a 50% increase from 13 years ago. The most common conditions are anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. During finals, when exam results can affect grades and scholarship opportunities, those mental health concerns can worsen. As schools across Nevada guide more than 100,000 students through the final days of the semester, advocates and counselors have geared up to help them through. This is an interesting time of year in that it's very stressful, and it's good and bad stress a lot of times, said Aaron Williams, Associate Director of Clinical Services for UNLV Counseling and Psychological Services. One way colleges are helping students cope is through finals week activities focused on stress relief. University of Nevada, Las Vegas hosts Rebel Reset Week, where students can participate in music and game events, crafts, relaxation stations, finals survival kits, and therapy dog visits. University of Nevada, Reno is also offering therapy dogs, free food, group activities, and drop-in counselor consultations. Williams said these programs are meant to remind students that they can take an active part in managing their anxiety levels. We get stressed out, and sometimes we forget about some of the options that we have. And so sometimes it's a nice reminder to be like, there are some things that you can do as well. Beyond that, experts like Liz Morris, executive director of NAMI Southern Nevada, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, also recommend staying vigilant for any new disruptive symptoms that could indicate a need to seek professional help. Hear the full story by KNPR's Ann Davis at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.